following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Happy Sunday, everyone. I'm Mari Payton. It's going to be another hot day. We broke some records yesterday. Here's Crystal with our weather forecast.
Good Sunday morning, Mari. This is about as uncomfortable as it gets here across the county when you add the heat and the humidity together. The heat index is up. Our temperatures are going to be in the 80s again at the coast today. A couple degrees cooler at the beaches, but still warm. We've got 90s for the inland valleys, lower 90s for most of those areas. And in the mountains, 91 with isolated thunderstorms. We've been talking about this monsoon moisture tracking in from the south. That's adding to the mugginess and, of course, bringing the instability for a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms. At higher elevations, watch for dangerous lightning, gusty winds, and brief heavy rain, something our team will be tracking throughout the day. 113 in the deserts this afternoon. If you happen to be heading to the beaches, great conditions in the water, 2 to 3 foot wave heights and water temperatures in the low to mid 60s. That'll feel good on a hot day like this. Stay hydrated. Don't forget about your pets. Keep them cool and make sure they've had plenty of water to drink as well. Enjoy your Sunday.
All right, thanks, Crystal. A developing story today. A man is in the hospital after being shot downtown. So we don't have a lot of information, but what we know so far is that according to police, that man spotted someone trying to break into his car, and that's when he was shot. Minutes later, there was another shooting just blocks away in the East Village, and then another right after that. Police are investigating to see if there's any connection between any of those shootings. Now to our coronavirus coverage. The U.S. surpassed 170,000 coronavirus-related deaths yesterday. That's according to an NBC News tally. The number of coronavirus cases in the country now tops 5.3 million. It's crazy. So the rise in cases has slightly declined, though, over the past couple of weeks. But the state of Georgia has seen a rise in deaths. Nearly 4,700 people in Georgia have been killed by the virus. That's according to state data. The state now ranks fifth in the states with the highest number of cases. It follows California, Florida, Texas, and New York. And now for the latest numbers in San Diego County. There's some really encouraging case rate numbers in yesterday's report. There were 94 cases per 100,000, and that marks the fourth straight day that our case rate has been below 100 per 100,000. So here's why that number is so important. Under state guidelines, it means we've hit requirements to be removed from the state's watch list. However, we don't really know exactly what that means at this point because the state said it will have to review its data before we can actually be removed. If you lost power last night, you weren't alone. I know I got hit last night too. Rolling outages shut off power to more than 12,000 people in San Diego County. Now, fortunately, those outages lasted less than 30 minutes, but it was enough time to mess up all my digital clocks in my house. So last night was the second night in a row SDG&E conducted those rolling outages due to an increase in energy demand. That increase causes a strain on the power grid. To reduce the strain, state officials ordered the power outages across the state. You can do your help, but your part that is to help by conserving energy. It is unclear at this time if there will be more outages today. And thousands of homes have been threatened by the lake fire to the north of us. It scorched more than 17,000 acres in the Angeles National Forest, just west of Lancaster near Los Angeles. Fire crews at this point still have it just 12% surrounded. More than 1,100 people are working to battle those flames. Some of those working are from here in San Diego. Luckily, at this point, no injuries have been reported. Okay, so my kids go to school in the North County, and we actually start our school year tomorrow, distance learning like a lot of kids out there. And I have to admit, I'm feeling really anxious about it, balancing my work and their schoolwork. I mean, trying to make some time for myself. I'm worried I'm not going to be able to do it all or even do it that well, but I know a lot of you listening are feeling the exact same thing. And I am comforted by the fact that we're trying to just muddle through all of this together, right? So good luck to all the teachers, students, and parents starting virtual distance learning tomorrow because I'm with you. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Mari Payton. Stay safe and stay cool.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.